3. Classification of Matter. Matter in all universes, excepting the central universe, is identical. Matter in its physical properties depends on the revolutionary rates of its component members, the number and size of the revolving members, their distance from the nuclear body, or the space content of matter, as well as on the presence of certain forces as yet undiscovered on Urantia. In the varied suns, planets, and space bodies, there are 10 grand divisions of matter. 1. Ultimatonic matter, the prime physical units of material existence, the energy particles which go to make up electrons. 2. Subelectronic matter, the explosive and repellent stage of the solar supergases. 3. Electronic matter, the electrical stage of material differentiation, electrons, protons, and various other units entering into the varied constitution of the electronic groups. 4. Subatomic matter, matter existing extensively in the interior of the hot suns. 5. Shattered atoms, found in the cooling suns and throughout space. 6. Ionized matter, individual atoms stripped of their outer, chemically active electrons by electrical, thermal, or X-ray activities and by solvents. 7. Atomic matter, the chemical stage of elemental organization, the component units of molecular or visible matter. 8. The molecular stage of matter, matter as it exists on Urantia in a state of relatively stable materialization under ordinary conditions. 9. Radioactive matter, the disorganizing tendency and activity of the heavier elements under conditions of moderate heat and diminished gravity pressure. 10. Collapsed matter, the relatively stationary matter found in the interior of the cold or dead suns. This form of matter is not really stationary. There is still some ultimatonic, even electronic activity, but these units are in very close proximity, and their rates of revolution are greatly diminished. The foregoing classification of matter pertains to its organization rather than to the forms of its appearance to created beings. Neither does it take into account the pre-emergent stages of energy, nor the eternal materializations on Paradise and in the central universe.